A lot of celebrities have been speaking out in response to George Floyd's killing, but remarks by hip-hop artist Killer Mike made a different kind of impact. Killer Mike is half of the duo Run the Jewels, and his real name is Michael Render. He's from Atlanta, and he owns businesses there. So when the protests started to get violent and looting began, the mayor of Atlanta invited Killer Mike to take the mic at a press conference on May 29th and try to calm the unrest.
It is your duty not to burn your own house down for anger with an enemy. It is your duty to fortify your own house so that you may be a house of refuge in times of organization. And now is the time to plot, plan, strategize, organize, and mobilize.
Michael Render and his musical partner, Jamie Moline, have always been keenly aware of events shaping the world around us. And though they've never consciously planned it, their previous albums have seemed to capture the mood during times of upheaval, from the acquittal of George Zimmerman to the 2016 election. And in the middle of last week's global protests, Run the Jewels released their latest album. Franny Kelly spoke to the duo before George Floyd was killed, and she reports that their new music again speaks to a country on edge.
Jamie Moline and Michael Render were career artists before they met 10 years ago. Their professional identities, LP and Killer Mike, had fan bases, but it wasn't until they went on tour as Run the Jewels that they really clicked with audiences.
It was surreal. It was like, Mike do set, I do set. We'd go off stage for 5 minutes, come back on together and do the Run the Jewels album. And it was literally like they didn't think that it was the same people.
Yeah.
And we'd just be looking at each other like, we didn't even change our shirts.
Yeah, we're still wet.
And they were throwing the hand sign up.
The hand sign is actually two hands, one making the shape of a gun and the other making a fist. If one were to run the jewels, it would be a stick up, and the fist would be handing over a chain. The gesture has been taken up by the group's fans, who've given it their own meaning.
I've seen Run the Jewels thrown up on top of mountains, after lawyers wearing class action suits on the behalf of people, doctors that had successfully pulled surgeries off.
Parents after they've literally had their child.
Yeah, and I respect and revere that relationship more than I can express in words. Because these are regular, everyday people.
Every child, woman and man, opinion don't matter, stick to your plan. If they judge, still don't budge, don't give an inch, don't give a nudge.
The hand sign is the only thing on the covers of each of their albums. LP came up with it.
I wanted to do the hand sign because I wanted something powerful and elemental and non-pretentious. It just made it really easy to communicate.
And how much it did surprised him.
The friendship that me and Mike had and what was coming through with the music was somehow naturally and almost mistakenly connecting with something really much bigger than us. And seeing people throw the symbol up, they gave that definition way more than we gave a definition.
I keep the picture always of his pudgy little white fingers looking beautiful, pointing at that fist and that chain, and it just like, that symbol didn't need explaining.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Slay. Mastered academics, cause your grace said you were scholar. Slay. Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Yeah. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it? The plain fact of the love and solidarity between a black man from Atlanta and a white man from New York is not lost on their audience.
There's a set of guys that comes to our shows in Nashville, and they're best of friends, and one is black and one is white. And those guys' friendship is validated through hip-hop fandom, and we don't ever have to make overtly political things to say your friendship is valid. All we got to do is be dope so they can show up dressed like LP, a more fit version of LP and I, and rock out. And that's what is special.
And what we realized was like, man, these kids just simply love seeing what they know in their heart. Let's be honest. Artists don't have much use except the eloquent expression of something that everybody would like to be able to say, but just don't have the time to work on it.
What LP and Killer Mike have been saying, that America is riven by inequality and corruption, can no longer be deemed a niche understanding of how things are.
The second that what I'm thinking and writing about on some of these songs is completely inapplicable to reality, the second that humanity is in a better place.
All four Run the Jewels release dates have an uncanny synchronicity with incidents that rise to national attention, but that's a contextualization imposed from outside their partnership.
In my mind, things are never not happening.
Exactly.
Run the Jewels did not intend for their new album to enter the world less than 2 weeks after George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police. They were going to drop it just before their now-postponed tour began in mid-March, which still would have coincided with the death of Breonna Taylor, shot in her home by Louisville police.
When they got you feeling like a box running from another pack of dogs. Put the pistol and the fist up in the air, we are there, swear to God.
Black child in America, the fact that I made is magic. Black and beautiful, the world broke my mama heart and she died an addict. God bless me to redeem her in my thoughts, words, and my actions. Satisfaction for the devil, he'll never ever have it. This is for the do-gooders that the no-gooders use and then abuse. For the truth-tellers tied to the whipping post, left beat by the cruise. For the ones whose body hung from a tree like a piece of strange fruit. Go hard, last word to the fire squad was...
Because of the responsibility they feel to their audience, Run the Jewels refuse to sugarcoat what they know to be true.
Nina Simone is far more honest about what the times were than the New York Times at the time. James Brown's music was a lot more honest at that time than the Atlanta Journal-Constitution was, because artists, part of what we do is to be a speaker box for society at a particular time.
And make it obvious how much power regular, everyday people have. For NPR News, I'm Franny Kelly. Run, 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 run. Here come the menace.